You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Come pre-prepare, always uninvited, I'm the last tune out. Awake and you're there, kissing my mouth shut with every doubt. Every doubt tears a tether, tethered hearts stringable. We are in this together, why do you not throw? Your games, light grows dim so the stars can show. We make love like arrows, bathe the moon, lead the hunt on with heroin bow. Every sound is heartbroken, broken hearts heed the fool. Reach away from each other, keep our hearts attuned. Your arrow is loose in my heart. Making myself all bent back, wild and clear. The fingers of the hand mute on water strings. We open and close like a perfect ring. Throw your head back, do you feel that now? Your arrow is loose in my heart.
That was Reb Fountain with the beautiful track Heart. And we've got Reb herself in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Hey, it's very exciting to have you in here today. Hot on the heels of a brand new single, which is just out, I think, at 8 o'clock this morning, called Beastie.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful video, which Lola Fountain Best has directed, that goes alongside that one. And also the announcement of a new record called Iris.
Yeah, it feels like a weird Christmas. Yeah. We've just got too many presents, or I'm giving too many away. Yeah, it's exciting and odd and terrifying at the same time.
I think it's really I was so surprised on one hand when I was like, oh, a new record, because I'm still so in the world of the old album. But then I was like, actually, it's been quite a bit of time since the last record came out, and a lot has changed as well in the world and in the way we listen to music and make music. This new album sounds gorgeous, just given these two singles that we've got so far. What is, I guess, the world you were inhabiting when you were writing this one?
Well, it was actually, I'd just released my last record in May, and then we were in lockdown, and I guess I was trying to make sense of what was happening and also keep myself sane. So I just ended up writing a song a day and never really thought I would do anything with it. But as we came out and, you know, sort of involved with the Save Our Venues thing, and we were thinking about touring, we hadn't even toured the Red Fountain record yet. I was like, that's it, we're gonna make a record. And so we decided to do that, and Dave and I worked on developing the songs, and then we went and recorded them. And so, yes, it has happened quite quickly, but it was the kind of album, or it feels like the kind of album, that I didn't really want to sit on just because we should wait for 2 years to release it. Like, it feels very current and now, and I also wanted to share it with folks now, because I think people need more music.
Totally.
And it helps create work for a little ecosystem and industry and entertain people. So there were a lot of reasons that was totally born out of our experience last year that the album came to fruition.
And I think as well, it's been interesting listening to Heart and then the new single Beastie, which we'll listen to soon, that you've moved into quite a different sonic space with this record. Was that deliberate, or did that just kind of happen naturally through how you were writing across that period?
Well, I look forward to you hearing the whole record, because I think there's a little bit of everything. And I guess, like my last record, you know, I feel like there's different genres within the whole.
Yeah.
And it's the same with this one. But one thing that's really distinctive and different about this album is that we have a solid band that we've been performing with for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
So it's meant that, you know, we have this tight unit, that connection and a really solid rhythm section, which informs the songs in a different way. And so it's shaped the tone of the album as a whole.
That must be such an amazingly liberating thing as a musician, to just know exactly, without even having to explain it, how your dynamic works as a group and how people will sort of respond to what you've written or what they might be bringing to it. That must be quite a nice shorthand when you get into the studio or get into the rehearsal room.
There's an enormous amount of trust within our band, and for me, when I'm on stage, I am incredibly liberated by the support that they offer.
Yeah.
You know, it provides an opportunity for me to play in a way that I couldn't if I was doing everything myself. Mm. And of course, they all have unique talents that bring things that I never could to the song. So yeah, very, very fortunate.
So tell us a little bit about Iris as a record. Who is Iris, first of all? That might be a good place to start.
I guess, Iris is a lark. Iris is a perspective, a way of seeing and approaching. And I mean, of course, Iris is the mythological character as well, who's really this sort of bridge between the gods and humanity. Kind of, if you imagine the rainbow coming down from the clouds to the earth, quite sort of ethereal, but also this beautiful reminder. And so I guess for me, with all the things that were circulating at the time last year, and still, you know, there's so much going on in the world today, and so many stories that are circulating that are unheard, and I wanted to kind of give voice to one way of seeing those things, and also to in a way speak my unspoken, you know, because it's one thing to on a macro level talk about, you know, wanting to people to give voice to the things that we need to in order to change, but it's another thing to speak your own truth as well, and notice your position in that kind of global context. So I guess it's all of that, you know. I do like the mystery of music,
yeah,
you know, and I love, so value the meaning. So but yeah, for me it's personal, it's political, it's all the things.
I think it must be interesting as a musician when you write these tracks that, as you say, are personal, they are political, to then hear how other people respond to them, because that's that one of those magic things about music is once you put it out in the world, it's almost not yours anymore. It becomes other people's too. You know, other people have their own relationships with it, their own sort of responses to it. How do you feel about that? Do you find that quite like a vulnerable space to be in, or is that quite liberating as well to maybe just be able to release it and say it's yours now, How do you feel about it?
I think the closer that you get to the truth, the more vulnerable you can be. And so it is a little bit scary to share that part of you that that is revealing something, especially if you're, you know, I'm really into self-questioning and kind of trying to make sense of the human condition. But I think we're all in that space. Mm. And I hope that on some level that resonates with folks and that they too are given an opportunity to reflect upon themselves or just sing along or just make their own meaning out of something. And that we have that in common.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a wee bit about Beastie, the new single, and also about this video as well, because it does look like you're having an extraordinary amount of fun as a band. It's a single shot filmed in this beautiful kind of pink and purple club setting. Tell us a wee bit about this kind of world of this record, this single that's come out.
Beastie is the new track, and it's in many ways Beastie is a bit of a monster. It was an opportunity to sort of reflect upon the many facets of oneself, and that's a mysterious place. I wanted to kind of consider what it means to be a collective, what it means to be part of a community, and try and inhabit those different spaces. Because at the moment, and there's a lot of othering happening in the world today, and how we can kind of embrace all things as one of us, so that then we can change and subvert narratives if we want to. So for me, if that was really important in the song, and to create something that you could almost sing along, that you can sing along to as well, and by that provide an opportunity to consider that yourself. And I guess, I mean, that sounds complex, but really it's a pretty simple song. The video, we were given the space to work in called Everybody's in central Auckland, which if you've been to, is it's like this two-tier kind of bar setting. It's really beautiful. And so we wanted to create like a one-shot video, and I don't know, I must have run like 10k just rehearsing that on a day. It was exhausting and heaps of fun, and I couldn't believe that I found such a perfect jumpsuit to be able to traverse the space in. thanks, First Scene. So there was a lot of things about it that were quite different for me. You know, like I'm not a dancer by trade, but I wanted to kind of play with some different themes in it, and it was really nice to have the band involved in the project as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we should listen to the new single, Reb. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us this morning. If people want to pre-order the album, it's going to be out on the 1st of October via Flying Nun Records, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Iris is the name of that, and this track is Beastie. Kia ora, thank you, Reb.
Kaki day.
Quiet little beastie, you have to be still to stay in the game. Beastie, they don't make them like they used to. Last chance for anywhere, it's recon day. Sure looks different on the outside, chasing that green on the other side. Is that us? Is that us? Is that us? Is that us? Beastie, don't wanna have to rein you in now. You leave me no choice, you got no pride. Out here,
It's anybody's game, even if it's dead at the starting line. Sure looks different on the outside, chasing that green on the other side, doing my time on the inside, afraid. Is that a poison. We got drunk on the news, we were winning the war. Nothing tastes sweeter, it's all liquor, liquor. Eyes were shut, fill my cup and quicker, quicker. I know we hurt you, love stings and heals, it's in the embers. Where the fire's revealed, if you say nothing, nothing at all, nothing comes to light. Is that all?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.